Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Gun Give Back in Fredericksburg next Saturday. We're going to focus in on that this morning. We're also going to talk about being safe over the holidays, and the Christmas parade is tomorrow. That's what we're going to jump in with right away. We've got City Councilman Chuck Fry here, along with Captain Brian Layton and Officer Christine Ferguson from the Fredericksburg City Police. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Ted.
Good to have you here. It's been too long since Brian and Christine, you've been here, so we're going to take care of that in the new year and get you here a little bit more. Let's start off, Captain Layton, with the parade, because that's tomorrow. And one of the things I always tell people, especially if you live in the counties and it's Spotsylvania and you're going to the parade and you get to the city on Lafayette Boulevard tomorrow, really after 2:30, 3 o'clock, expect it to take a little bit longer. This isn't something that you're going to just hop in the car and zip on downtown to see the parade.
Yeah, Ted, thanks for having us on your show. Parking is going to be at a premium, as usual, during the Christmas parade. We're expecting between 5,000 and 10,000 folks to come down and enjoy the parade with us. You're not going to be able to park on Princess Anne Street or Caroline Street. A lot of folks like parking there. That's not going to happen. So expect to park on the outskirts of the parade. And the footprint of that parade, again, is Princess Anne Street from Lafayette all the way down to Amelia Street as well as Caroline Street.
I've parked in the past, and tomorrow is supposed to be a pretty nice day. I've had to park in the past and have parked as far away as over the Salvation Army and over there. And it's not that long of a walk. Just give yourself some time and figure that you're going to have to park a little farther away.
Yeah, wear your Fitbit, get your steps in, plan on parking away. Make sure you watch out for the parking signs. Make sure it's legal to park where you're parking. That's an important thing. But when you can find a spot, go ahead and take it. There's a few things that we do want you to think about. If you're parking on the street, make sure you obey all the posted signage and restrictions and do not block any driveways or alleys. That's always an issue downtown. If you're blocking a driveway and we get calls there from the police department, we have to put a ticket on it, and it's a good chance you could get towed for blocking somebody in their driveway. Another thing is don't park in any private parking lots unless you have the express permission from the property owner to do so. Mm-hmm. So beginning at 2 p.m., tomorrow afternoon, there will be no parking along the parade route and on some adjacent side streets on the day of the parade. Signs are posted there. Temporary no parking signs are posted along the parade route and some of these adjacent streets. So keep an eye out for those. Don't park there. Those vehicles will definitely be towed if they're there after 2 p.m.
Okay? Yeah, and you've gotten really you've got to do that just because you start getting the parade starts lining up late afternoon, and so don't get shopping and forget about your car being parked on either Caroline or Princess Anne.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Vehicles parked in the restricted streets, they're going to get towed. It's just a fact of the matter, and the towing is at the owner's expense. So that's something everybody needs to keep in mind.
Yeah. Nobody likes to do that this time of year, and so watch what you're gonna do. One of the things, there's a map that shows all of this, and I'm assuming that this map is online and probably a number of places.
Yes, sir, it is. If you visit FredericksburgChristmasParade.com, there's a ton of information there. It's a website that's dedicated just to the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade, and that map is there on a PDF. So you can download it and print it and have it with you. All of the police officers, and let me tell you, there's going to be a ton of them out there during this parade. We take security very seriously out at the parade, and every police officer is going to have this map. They're going to know where the restrooms are, where they're available. They're going to know where lost and found is. You need any help, you can find a police officer on every corner around the parade route. There's also going to be marshals there. You know, the city of Fredericksburg, this is the second year that they've partnered with Huber Motor Cars, and Huber has a ton of volunteers, their employees that are coming down and helping out as parade marshals. So they'll have orange vests on that says marshal on it, and anybody that has questions down there can grab those folks also. They'll have maps and a lot of information for people also.
So, again, 2 o'clock is really is when on the streets that they're restricted and the signs are up. You got to have your vehicles off of there. Yeah, something here that I had not seen, and this is a good reminder, drones are prohibited because I can just see that there's somebody with a drone right now who's saying, I'm going to get some great shots tomorrow night of the parade. Don't do that.
That's correct. You know, we've enacted a no-fly zone over the city of Fredericksburg, mainly the parade route, for this. And you know, so it's all about security. You know, we want folks to be able to fly their drones and do what they want to do with them recreationally or professionally. But at a special event like this, we don't want any accidents to happen. God forbid a drone come out of the sky and come down on a pedestrian or something. And so we've enacted a no-fly zone.
Boy, a parade seems so simple that you just line everything up and go through, but there is a lot to putting a parade together, and boy, you guys know this. This, I'm sure, is a lot of work for you every year to do your end of what you have to do for a parade.
Yes, sir. My lieutenant, Lieutenant Mike Pursuto, he's the incident commander of this. He has been for the last few years. And so he's the man behind the scenes. He's the brains behind the project, and he's the one that's ultimately in charge of it tomorrow night. Also, he's been planning for over 4 months for this, along with city representatives, Fredericksburg Parks and Rec, Wendy Stone. She's done an incredible job. She's in charge of it for Parks and Rec, and you know, it all comes together, and we're real excited about it.
5:30 tomorrow night is when the parade starts, and give yourself, again, the key thing is give yourself some time, maybe carpool if you're coming in from one of the counties, and just enjoy yourself, but watch the signs. Don't just get in a hurry and say, we can park here. No one's going to notice, because if someone does notice, unfortunately, you'll have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Carpooling's a great idea. It's going to be beautiful weather out there, but it's going to be cold. When the sun goes down, it's going to get cool. I think it's in the low 30s tomorrow night. So dress appropriately, and we look forward to seeing you out there.
FredericksburgChristmasParade.com. You can get a copy of the map. And again, the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade is tomorrow night, beginning at 5:30 downtown. Captain Brian Layton here, Officer Christine Ferguson from City Police, City Councilman Chuck Fry here too. When we come back, we're going to jump into next weekend's Gun Give Back and what's involved with that. This is the third annual event. We will get into that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Gun Give Back in Fredericksburg tomorrow, or it's next Saturday. Tomorrow is the parade. And City Police here, Officer Ferguson and Captain Layton, along with City Councilman Chuck Fry. We move now to the Gun Give Back event. It's the third annual event. Councilman Fry, this was your idea soon after you were elected to City Council.
Yes, that's correct.
And how'd this all come about in your mind?
Overall, you know, I was kind of thinking, you know, when things happen, and especially like, you know, murders or shootings and so on and so forth, I was looking out and kind of thinking to myself, okay, well, there's a shooting. Now what? And the now what for me was the follow up of the shooting. It was the story. It was the court dates. It was the trials and all of that. And I just kind of got fed up myself personally as a citizen, you know, saying, you know, I've been here all my life, and it's been the same scenario to me. And I just wanted to, you know, say, okay, if we can talk about shootings, let's talk about, you know, if not gun control, let's talk about some type of gun awareness, or let's talk about getting guns off the street. And it's kind of like a misconception out there. I had somebody say to me probably about 5 or 6 months ago, a guy was talking to me, and he led the conversation, and he said, well, you're anti-gun, aren't you, Councilman Fry? And I said, huh? I said, where'd you get that from? He said, well, you know, you don't like guns. I said, I'm not anti-gun. I'm anti people getting shot, you know, especially for no reason, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I didn't think about it that way. I said, yeah. I said, you know, if we could talk about murders, somehow we have to start talking about, you know, gun, you know, or murder prevention or something, you know. So that's pretty much the whole gist of it.
And this is all voluntary, and it's a no questions asked. It reminds me when I saw how you guys did it last year and kind of saw the operations, it's really no different than what a couple times a year when people can come and do the drugs.
Yes, right.
And or the sharps, and yeah. you drop them off and you're on your way.
Yeah. And that opens up the door, and it's kind of like the scenario of, okay, there's a weapon in my house. And now I don't know anything about this weapon. Even if you moved into a house, you know, you might be scared. You know, say, well, what's going to happen to me now if I turn this weapon in or whatever? And now it's a scenario, you turn it in, you leave, and we know that, you know, that weapon's not going to, if it was used in the crime, it won't be used in another one. Mm-hmm. So we know that weapon is taken care of. And the police department and the sheriff's department are there to grab those guns. And the whole concept is pretty cool. And the whole General Assembly, I've got questions about that. What happened? Well, what's this deal with the General Assembly and all of that about the rules of even how we, you know, produce this to the public? And it's not a gun exchange. It's not a gun buy. It's a gun give back. And that literature is like that for that reason.
Right. So if I've got a firearm that I don't want around the house for whatever reason, and I want to participate in this next Saturday, mm-hmm. How do I transport it? How do I get it to you to where it's, you know, I can safely get it over to the police station?
All right. I'll let Captain Layton back me up on this with some of the officialness on this. But you put the weapon in your trunk, unload it, you pull up. And once you pull up, you'll be directed by some officers out front. They'll send you around back to the police department. This all happens at the police department. And you just pull up, and we'll guide you to the back. You pop the trunk. You don't even have to get out your car. You pop the trunk. The officers will retrieve the weapon, and you just leave. You know, you can wave, speak if you want to. You don't have to. And it was a scenario one time. It was a nice lady that was talking to me. She pulled up and, Councilman Fry, well, good to meet you. And I'm such and such. I said, whoa, you know, kind of, you know, stop right there. You don't, you know, it's kind of, I didn't even want to cross the line of talking because it was like, you know, you don't have to tell me who you are.
Yeah.
And I didn't want people to feel that, you know, hey, I'm the, you know, I live here. No, you don't have to tell me. And I wasn't being rude. I was just saying, hey, I really didn't want them to tell me who they were,
yeah,
and where they were from. Just you can just drop it, and then maybe if I see you at the grocery store, we can talk then or something.
Right. Well, or it's not the case of where, I mean, it really is, you drop it off and are on your way. It's not like if I had one and dropped it off, it'd be like, hey, what are you doing with that?
Right.
In any kind of thing. This is all, you just drop it off and, you know, no questions asked. It means no questions asked.
That's right. It's like, good morning, have a good day, and you're gone, and we have the weapon.
Well, and the number of weapons you've taken off the, you know, gotten off the streets or just in situations where who knows what could happen. This has been pretty significant now going into your third year.
Yeah. I was real hyped when, it's like, it's the third year, and I've been on, you know, I kind of worked on it as soon as I got on council. Of course, with the, you know, with the police department and Kathleen Dooley, city attorney, and everybody,
yeah,
we all came together, and I was looking like third year, like, wow. Even, it's kind of like, you know, I'm living in the moment, so it's like, you know, it's really happening, and it's, you know, when you look back on it and say, okay, this is the third year, that's it's kind of, it's big. I don't know. I said it years back. Now I'm saying years. That's kind of wild. but I said it like, I think we're setting a tone in the city of Fredericksburg. Like, I think we're setting a big tone. And, you know, one day it'll catch. It's not about others, recognizing us. But Virginia Municipal League, they recognized us. So we had the state award for that. So that speaks, yeah, volumes by itself. But I just wish that, somehow, you know, this formula can be spread, you know, as far as possible. You'll have the anti-gun folks, and you'll have, you know, everybody, the gun rights folks. You'll have all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, more or less, you also have those stories when you have murders and you have senseless shootings or you have accidental shootings. So this is, we had the formula in Fredericksburg, and, you know, copycats are allowed.
Well, and Captain Layton, just the way this is set up, this really is like the when you getting rid of the unused or you know unwanted drugs and sharps that you do. And for you guys, the fact that it's all voluntary and you're just taking it in.
Yeah, Ted, Councilman Fry said it all right. It's this is a voluntary give back. This is about people that have unwanted weapons, guns, to bring them to us. And we'll make sure they're never used in a crime. I mean, it's a real issue in communities all around us where breaking and enterings occur, and there are unsecured firearms that are, you know, these burglars will take those weapons, and next thing you know, they're on the streets. They can be used for crimes. Yeah. Well, if you have a weapon like that, and you just don't want it in your house anymore, and you don't want it to get into the wrong hands, we want you to bring us that weapon so that we can do one of two things. We can either destroy it, or we can – another neat program that we do is that we contact the Virginia Department of Forensic Science, and we ask them if they want the weapon. And if they want it, they use it for science, and they keep it. It'll never go out on the streets again. But it can be used to help solve crimes. And, you know, I think that's a neat part of this process.
Yeah, that is. That it's something that you're turning in is, you know, could go into some research and in learning something.
Yeah, you bet. Ted, I want everybody to know that the police department is located at 2200 Cowan Boulevard, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22401. Right next to Hugh Mercer Elementary School. So if you pull into our driveway, when you come about halfway down, a police officer is going to be there to greet you, and that police officer will direct you into the back lot. If we do want you to carry your firearms in your trunk or in a gun box. Mm-hmm. If you can unload it, please do that. We prefer that. If you don't know how to, still bring it. We will have firearms instructors on site. We partner with the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office. They are providing a couple firearms instructors for us also. And we will have folks there that know how to handle those weapons. We will make them safe, and we'll ensure that they're never involved in any crimes.
Councilman Fry, you told a story, you've told a couple times in City Council about getting a call one night from somebody who called you because they wanted to get rid of a gun.
Yeah, exactly. I got a call one night. It was around midnight. I don't mind repeating the story at all. But it was around midnight, and I got a call. So everybody knows that midnight call is always something going on.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's a party that you know somebody's invite you to at the last minute. But yeah, I got the call, and you know, I answered the phone, and hey, Councilman Fry, you know, is what they said. Hey, what's going on? And hey, look, I've got this weapon, and I need to. You know, I need to get rid of it. And, you know, somebody had it and, you know, it's in the house. And, you know, they didn't tell me much because they, you know, they know my approach. Yeah. And, you know, the weapon's here and we need it gone. And I was like, okay. And I was kind of like, I had to react very quickly, you know. And they called me and it's kind of like I'm, let's say I'm the middleman, you know. So, you know, people might be, you know, kind of scared. I don't want to go to the police department. I don't want the police department to know what happened or why this scenario got there, you know. And I'm not trying to be the third police officer, you know, in this scenario, the second guy, you know. But, you know, I am the councilman. And, you know, they called me and, hey, what should I do? And, you know, they said they wanted to give it to me. I was like, well, okay. So it was like instant, you know. So I was like, all right. So within, you know, the next half hour, I had the weapon. So, I don't know. I don't think I slept that night at all.
Sure you did.
I was like, I knew what I was going to do in the morning. You know, I was just waiting on the sun to come up. And as soon as the sun came up, I called Captain Layton. And I said, hey, look, I'm headed over. And he said, yeah, I could be there, you know, like now. And that's how it worked out. And I went over and he was there waiting on me, and I turned it over to him, and then I followed up with Captain Layton and found out that, you know, the gun wasn't used in the crime, and it was the exact scenario that we spoke of, and yeah, everything was cool, and the weapon is out of that household, so, you know.
Well, and this is something that you take seriously. Last summer, when there had been shots fired over near the playground
yes.
at Mayfield, and you you were in here, you talked about it at City Council, you came in here and talked about it, and we're really concerned, put signs up around in certain parts of the city.
Yeah, the signs couldn't it was, I think, I don't want to say it right, Sign Creations, local company down right off of Lafayette.
It was a quick turnaround.
I called them, I said, hey, you know, I need some signs ASAP. They were like, what do you need? You know, and I went in because they're backed up. They're business. And they made these signs very quickly. I just went in and said, I need, you know. And then I was trying to think of how to do it. I said, I need a picture of a gun. And, you know, that's kind of pushing the envelope sometimes. I said, I need a picture of a gun. I need something to say stop the violence, you know, and all of that. And that's exactly what I did because we had a shooting at a playground, at the Mayfield Playground on Tyler Street. And we had one. It happened on a Wednesday. So the following Wednesday, on the first Wednesday, someone got shot. And on the following Wednesday, there was another shooting around 11 o'clock, I think, at night.
Yeah.
That was 7 days apart. And I was like, all right, that's enough. You know, like, you know, you're shooting now, we're shooting at a playground, you know. And like you said, I said, okay, that's it. And actually, by that second Wednesday, the signs were already up. I had the signs up probably in 3 days or so. And the signs were up, and you know, and there were more shots fired. So mm-hmm. then I worked along with Public Works and Parks and Rec and the police department and everybody else, the whole city. We had like a battle of the minds. It probably took four emails. Mm-hmm. We had lights on, you know, and we have some new safety features at our parks now because of that. You know, we have some lights. We have some motion lights and different scenarios now to try to deter people from, it's not the point of hanging out, it's the point of, you know, for me, it's shooting. Like, it's something's going on, somebody's shooting. And since then, we haven't had any more shots fired in that area.
No, it's important to know, or just to remember, again, this, the Fredericksburg Gun Give Back next week, it's all voluntary, all the talk about gun rights and that kind of thing, that's not at play here. I mean, and this for you is a serious issue, and you're trying to get as many guns that don't need to be around and that could be used at, in crimes off the streets.
That's right. That's right. And I'll share this real quick. I guess, you know, you never know what will affect you, you know, as a kid. But I witnessed a murder at, I think I was about 8 years old, 9 years old, on Airport Avenue when I was a kid. And I saw a guy shoot another guy on the corner of my house at that time when I was a kid. And I didn't realize the impact that it had on me. Me and my cousin Jasmine were playing in the yard, and it was an argument. And, you know, a guy said, you know, I'll shoot you. And the other guy was like, you know, whatever. And this guy, he walked away. He came back. He shot the guy on the corner. And it's exactly what happened. And the guy dropped, and I said, you know, what in the world's going on here? And that's what kind of took me to the next level. When I have kids and so on and so forth in the family, and I live in the city, and I never left. And it kind of brought back that whole scenario to me. I was like, wait a minute, I'm an adult, I pay taxes, and, you know, all of this. And I can't continue to watch this happen. So, you know, that's pretty much, that was the start, you know, for me. But I didn't know it until I got older. Like, wait a minute, that really did have an impact on me.
Yeah. So. Fredericksburg Gun Give Back event is next Saturday, the 10th, 10 to 2, at police headquarters on Cowan Boulevard, right next to Hugh Mercer School. Councilman Chuck Fry here, Officer Christine Ferguson, Captain Brian Layton from City Police. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back. It's now 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Gun Give Back is next Saturday in the city. We're talking about that this morning. The city parade is tomorrow. We have talked about that. We're going to talk about in the next few minutes about just some tips about staying safe over the holidays. From City Police, Captain Brian Layton and Officer Christine Ferguson here, and from City Council, Councilman Chuck Fry is here. Before we get off the Gun Give Back, Doris Buffett has played a big part in this, and Captain Layton, she's doing it again this year through her just generosity.
Yes, sir. We're very thankful to partner with Ms. Doris Buffett. And this year, again, she's offered to pay $100 for every firearm that is turned in to the Fredericksburg Police Department on the 10th, and that money will be equally distributed between four local charities here in Fredericksburg. The first one is Empower House, the second one is Shop with a Cop, the third one is Micah Ministries, and the fourth being the Thurman Brisman Homeless Shelter. We're very thankful again for that.
So that's a nice a component to that. Christine, you were saying that you'd wanted to jump onto something that Councilman Fry had said a few minutes ago when we were talking about the gun give back.
I did. Actually, I was listening to his stories about how he comes from his perspective with the gun give back, and then he comes and we join together with the police department, and now also with the generous sponsorship from Doris Buffett. It's just an amazing event to come together as a community from every angle, and we're just really proud to be part of it.
Yeah, like we said a couple of times, so often when the word gun comes up, everybody gets defensive or has their own position on it. This is one where you can't. It's just something you want to get behind because it's all voluntary.
Right. It's literally no strings attached. We don't want to know anything. We just want to keep our community safe. You know, that's everybody's goal that's involved. So it's amazing.
Well, and for all of you that see a lot of this up close and firsthand, anything that makes the community safer is what you want.
The bottom line, absolutely. That's what we strive for every day.
Well, and Councilman Fry, it's not often that you get things like this that are so universally accepted. And again, it's that, you know, you're not here saying, you know, I don't think you need a gun. You live in an area where you don't have to worry about that. I want you to drop it off. This is all voluntary.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know, some folks, you know, I've shared like different scenarios or the what ifs. I'm a big what if guy. But you know, you look at, you know, let's say you know, a widow whose husband had three or four guns and she never had to worry about being protected and so on and so forth. And then something happens and you know, the husband passes away or something like that. He's got two guns in the closet, two guns in the shed, and you know, grandson comes over, helps clean up the house after granddad passes. In that scenario, you know, like that's one of the what ifs for me. You know, like, mm-hmm. you know, grandma never touched a gun and she doesn't want any parts of it. Now, what happens now? You know, she doesn't want grandson to come in either. You know, grandson could be 10 years old, real helpful around the house. Now he sees this gun.
Let's play with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, what is this? You know, you know, what's going on here? You know, mm-hmm. and with TV and everything, you know, it's everything is action. Mm-hmm. It's either crazy drama or action. So, you know, just that whole scenario. You can't tell. I mean, you know, the average person who doesn't know anything about weapons can't tell a BB gun from a real gun. You don't know what you have. So, like I said, that's the type of scenarios I'm looking at. Or really any scenario, but that's one right there, you know, that people can grasp on and understand what I'm talking about.
Hey, Ted, if I can add on to that, I'm at 22 years now serving the Fredericksburg community as a police officer. I've seen gun violence firsthand. I've seen what it does to victims and families. So, you know, it was a no-brainer for me to partner with Councilman Fry and Chief Nye to partner with this gun give back program. Every unwanted firearm that's collected, and we're almost at 100 now in the first 2 years. We're going to crest 100 for this year on the 10th, the third year. And we're super excited about that. But every gun that we collect during this program is a weapon that can't be used to hurt any of my police officers or any of the citizens of our great community. So we were happy to partner with it.
Yeah, no, for you guys as personal, Chuck, for you, you're out there, you're in neighborhoods and you're in a neighborhood where, unfortunately, that this kind of thing does happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen in any neighborhood.
Right, yeah.
Any neighborhood. Yeah. There's nobody that's...
We're all in the neighborhood. Like that. Yeah.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it's always, oh, I can't believe this. I can't believe this happened here, you know. And I've said it, you know, at council meetings as well, you know, this scenario not in my backyard. You know, mm-hmm. well, this scenario's not in your backyard yet. You know, or you know, because that's what happens. Everybody's in shock when something happens, you know. And I just, you know, I'm really big on being, you know, proactive. You know, even not to get off subject of the gun job, but even like with the Midnight Madness thing, like Captain Lee, now we sit down and we talk about statistics on crimes and everything, you know. So it's all about really being proactive. So
No, and gun violence, we see it. We see it in every kind of neighborhood. It's not just because whether you're in a gated neighborhood or wherever you're at. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we see these sorts. You guys investigate these kind of things. So, again, the gun give back 10 to 2 next Saturday at the Fredericksburg Police Headquarters, 2200 Cowan Boulevard, right next to Hugh Mercer, is where the city police are located. We'll give you information on that again before we get out of here. Before we wrap things up though this morning, I wanted to talk with you guys just about with the police about just some tips for staying safe. And Officer Ferguson, this is the time of year, and you had there was on the crime report this week just the perfect story of someone who was at Panera in Central Park. Draped their coat over a chair. Their wallet ended up getting taken. And by the time they left Panera, noticed it was gone, called the credit card company, and it had been used in Central Park. Stuff can happen just like that this time of year.
It is the season. Yes, it is. It is. And so what we ask for crime prevention tips while you're out and you're shopping, you're out and about in the community, is to not make yourself an easy target. So a lot of times we get sidetracked or we get drawn into our cell phones, and they're easily distractible. You know, you're sending messages, you're meeting up with people, creating lists on your phones. But stay out of your phone when you're out and about and you're walking around, especially going to and from your car. When you're in a parking lot, you're a vulnerable target. So get your keys out. Have your keys ready. And as you approach your car, wait till you're into about opening the door distance before you unlock it. You don't want to unlock your door too soon to give anybody an opportunity to jump in or to maybe push you in as you go in.
Yeah.
And always try to park in well-lit areas. Light is our friend. Darkness usually invites bad guys because they can hide. Also, when you're carrying your purses, carry them close to your body and try not to have big dangling straps. Those are nice handles for thieves to grab a hold of. And I think the Panera scenario is a perfect example of why gentlemen should keep their wallets, even ladies, keep your wallets on your person. So, you know, you get inside of your restaurant or your shop and you take your jacket off. Well, that's really easy to grab and run. Mm-hmm. And one other thing, even when you're in the grocery store, for ladies put their purses in the carts and then they go and they say, oh, they see something and want to go shop it, and they leave their purse behind, and that's a big target. You know, you can walk around and see examples of that almost every day in the grocery store. So just little reminder there. And my last little tip is if you do carry cash, not to have, when you're at the register, try to have your money already divvied out, or not to flash large amounts of cash, giving people saying, hey, I'm a target, I have lots of money on me right now. You know, think about it ahead of time what you're going to purchase and have some of that money set aside.
Well, in a lot of this, you always, every year you think, oh, this is just such common sense, but we all can become vulnerable.
It is. You know, when you live in a great city like Fredericksburg and it's safe, you know, it's good to feel comfortable, you know, and we're very proud of ourselves, of the police department, that our citizens are comfortable. But on the same side, I think it's everybody's personal responsibility to kind of think crime prevention, think personal safety, think, you know, I could be a target, but I refuse to be a target. Don't allow yourself to be a target. So if you remind yourself of these things every once in a while, and that's why we're here to help, is to remind you, you know, just don't make yourself an easy target.
Well, and we all, in all parts of the times of the year, we talk about locking your car, and it just still amazes me when I see the police reports of things that are taken from unlocked cars. This time of year, you might lock your car, but don't leave stuff sitting out so someone can see it, because a person can get into unfortunately, your car can be gotten into even if it's locked.
Right. That's twofold, right? We ask people not to leave their valuables in their car, and also to make sure that they lock their car. It tends to be a crime of opportunity. So if someone has intentions of stealing things, they'll see the item and then they'll either smash and grab, mm-hmm. or they'll just pull the handle. And if they're lucky enough, it'll be unlocked. And believe it or not, it happens more than we like to admit around the city. So we remind everybody to keep their valuables hidden and to lock your vehicles. And also one other thing is, if you're going to be doing a big day of shopping, maybe consider going home in the middle and dropping some of your belongings off in the middle.
Yeah.
So you don't have a car full of your entire Christmas list of things. So
speaking of having a Christmas list, after you open your gifts and after Christmas is over, you don't want to leave everything. I always hear the example of if you've gotten a big screen TV, don't go put the box out for the trash to pick up, because it's advertising. Hey, look what we've got in the house.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I would say, you know, make sure that you take your items to the dump yourself, or, you know, just find another way to dispose of it. The other thing is I would encourage people, if you did get big items, to try to take pictures on your cell phone so that you can have it for insurance purposes as well. You know, it's just a quick little thing that you can do, and write down serial numbers as fast as you can, too. That would be helpful. Just in the off chance, if you are a victim, then you're a protected victim now.
Merry Christmas. Let me take a picture of that and write the serial number down before you with it. But that's what we live in.
I know.
When we talked earlier about just the security for the parade, you know, there are just things that's just what we live in today.
It's personal safety. It's what you can do to help yourself, you know, so in the off chance that you are a victim, you know, think about how much better you would feel if you had the serial numbers, so you can say, okay, you know, I lost my iPad right away, but at least I can replace it responsibly.
And a lot of times you guys, just in the course of, because a lot of times you may not get your things back, but sometimes I know you see stories of where officers see something through a pawn shop.
Oh, absolutely. And having the serial numbers help a lot. You know, if there you say, I have an iPad and this is the serial number, if we find an iPad or we find a suspect that has 15 iPads on him because he's made a spree of it, you know, we can figure out which one belongs to who, and we can also, you know, link that suspect to multiple crimes.
You just wish this is, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but you do have to stay alert to all this stuff.
Yes.
Have we missed anything? I think we went through everything. I can't think of anything we've missed.
Well, Ted, it is a wonderful time of year, but it's also a wonderful time of year for opportunities for thieves, would-be thieves, or burglars. And burglary is real. And there's a few tips for around your house that you can do to prevent your house being burglarized. And believe me, if you've ever been burglarized, that's your personal space. You're going to feel very violated.
Yep.
So, you know, a few quick things. Always lock your house, even if you're just leaving for a couple of minutes. If you have a purse or valuables, don't leave them right at the front door and your front door unlocked. We've taken reports around in the city where folks have seen people go into their houses. They go in right after them, grab the purse, and they're out of there, you know. So be smart about that. Don't leave your valuables, gifts, your cell phone, your purse, or any clothing in open view of any windows of your, you know, that could be your car or your house. Leave your lights turned on at night. Burglars and thieves don't like well-lit areas. They don't like dogs either. You know, if you're going to be away for several days, make sure you have somebody come and pick up your mail and your newspaper. And another thing you can do with whatever jurisdiction you live in is you can call your local police department or sheriff's office and request a check of your residence while you're away and give them the date. So,
one of my neighbors, for a number of years, when they would go away, they would ask me to park one of my cars in their driveway.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just so there was someone there. And if there was snow, especially, they would always say, you know, if it snows, can you just pull in and pull out, just so there are tracks. So, Officer Ferguson, before we wrap this up, if, say, something happens in a parking lot or something, is it good to try to make a lot of noise or draw attention to yourself if someone's tries to take something from you, just to call attention that, hey, something's not right here?
You know, I always urge people when I'm doing some of my safety talks to carry their cell phone. You know how I said have your keys out as you're approaching the car?
Yeah.
I also say have your cell phone out so that if you need to call 911, have that resource available to you right away. And one other thing that I like to advise people is think about some scenarios that may happen to you. Think about if you were walking to your car and somebody did do something that you didn't feel comfortable with. They didn't even if they didn't try to rob you, what could you do or what should you do if someone made you feel uncomfortable? Would you turn around and walk back to the building? Would you find another person in the parking lot and just say, hey, I'm scared right now. I'm uncomfortable with that person over there. Can I just stand with you for a minute? You know, Or maybe you could call the non-emergency number and tell us what you saw and what you were feeling so that we could send somebody by to come and help you. We encourage people to dial our non-emergency number if they're in a situation like that. We're always available. That's what we do. We are the police department, and we're there to help.
What is the non-emergency number?
It's 540-373-3122.
373-3122, a good number to know for the non-emergency number in the city of Fredericksburg. Captain Brian Lighton, Officer Christine Ferguson, Councilman Chuck Fry here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We have been talking about a number of activities and things to stay safe. City of Fredericksburg, our focus this morning. City Councilman Chuck Fry here, Officer Christine Ferguson, and Captain Brian Layton from City Police. 10 to 2 next Saturday is the Fredericksburg Gun Give Back, Councilman Fry, and this is your baby that continues to grow.
Yeah. So twins, triplets, all of that. But let's keep expanding this gun family and get these guns in.
And over 100 guns you'll have collected by the time this ends this year.
Yes, indeed. And also, if I could take a quick minute to give a shout out real quick. Everybody that's listening and tuned in that supported me, when I just had this vision that kind of nobody knew about, I just want to say thank you because without the opportunity to be sitting on city council, I wouldn't even be sitting here with you, Mr. Schubel. And I'd just be the guy out there on the UPS truck with all these ideas running through my head and everybody wondering what I'm thinking about. So, I just wanted to say thank you because, without the people, I wouldn't even have this opportunity. So I'm just trying to make the best of it. And I'm not a politician. I'm an elected official. So, I'm just happy to be able to share, some of these visions with my city that I love. I rep Fredericksburg real hard, and I'm just happy to be here. And if it wasn't for the people, I wouldn't be here. That's all.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you come in and talk to us and talk about your vision, and it's always fun to have you. The city parade, Captain Lighton, is tomorrow night, 5:30. Plan ahead. We mentioned carpooling and don't bring your drone, and watch where you park, I guess, is really the key thing for tomorrow.
You bet. The downtown footprint, Caroline Street, from Lafayette all the way down to Amelia Street and Princess Anne Street, all the way back down to Lafayette Boulevard, that's the footprint. There's going to be no parking there. Parking's going to be tight. Dress warm.
FredericksburgChristmasParade.com is where you've got the map, and City Police will be out. And like you said, you've been working on this. You've had one of your officers working on this for 4 months to get ready for this. So it is a big deal. And also, stay safe. Maybe before the holidays come, we'll do something again just about staying safe. Officer Christine Ferguson, thank you. Captain Brian Layton.
Thank you.
Councilman Chuck Fry. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Schubel.
Talk to you soon. That's it for Town Talk. Have a safe weekend. See you Monday on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.